Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And Father God, we just want to thank you afresh, Father God, anew this morning, Father God, for sending Jesus, Father God, for sending a child, Father God, that became a son, Father God, as a picture of redemption, as a picture of your love, as a picture of how you sent him for us, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for showing us a wonderful picture of salvation. And thank you, Jesus, for dying for us, dealing with it 3 days, 3 nights. And thank you, Father God, that you have said it, sin has been dealt with, sin has been paid up in the resurrection of Jesus. And thank you, Jesus, for going into heaven itself and being the offering for our sin and becoming the mediator of a new and better covenant, according to that you, we were always predestined in you before the foundation of the earth. Thank you for this wonderful history of the mind of God made up. Thank you, Father, that you love us, Father God, as much as you love Jesus. And thank you now for moving mightily by your Spirit at this time, Father God, pouring out your Spirit on all flesh. I pray especially here to the Zulu Kingdom, Father God, in where we are staying now in Kula Village, one of their villages, Lord. Thank you, Father God, once a feared and a mighty nation, and still feared and mighty nation. But I thank you, Lord, that your fear and your might can come upon them now in Jesus' name, and raise them up, Lord. Raise them up, Lord, to be all that you made them to be in these last days in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. My sweetie, the word?
We are reading Psalm 119 from verse 9 to 16. It's the second one, Bet. How can a young man stay pure? Only by living in the Word of God and walking in its truth. I've longed for you with the passion of my heart. Don't let me stray from your directions. I consider your Word to be my greatest treasure, and I treasure it in my heart to keep me from committing sins, transgression against you. My wonderful God, you are to be praised above all. Teach me the power of your decrees. I speak continually of your laws as I recite out loud your counsel to me. I find more joy in following what you tell me to do than in chasing after all the wealth of the world. I set my heart on your precepts and pay close attention to all your ways. My delight is found in all your laws, and I won't forget to walk in your words.
Hallelujah. I just see this. How can a young man cleanse his way? And I think of the wonderful picture of redemption, the picture of the Father gave us in sending his son to see from baby to young man to father that he needed to delight himself in the word. He grew in wisdom and in stature. And so he was in every step of the way was holy and blameless in God's sight, right into that full picture of maturity. That wonderful picture he's left for us, because I truly believe we're on the end of the age now. And that picture is still needing to happen, where that Spirit moves mightily. I prophesy mightily over the Zulu Kingdom here where we are at the moment, Lord. Mightily over South Africa, mightily over Africa and the world in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And and I just think of myself, you know, I came in only at about 28, I came in. And praise God, I've just been so blessed by how God has used this empty vessel, this vessel of that was full of alcohol at one time and aggro and fighting and, you know, glorying in his shame. And God touched me, and I just, sorry, I didn't come in earlier. I used to say, I'm going to be a believer one day, but I first want to enjoy myself. And that was wasted time, even to the point of some people had to die before I got saved. But so the encouragement is all you young people, and spread the word to the youngsters. Tell them, Don't waste your time. God has got a story for you. God has got a unique adventure for you, a path where you find total fulfillment, where you can be who God made you to be, what you were predestined to be in Christ Jesus, a unique name, a unique purpose. Works and words will come forth from you that will be to the praise of God, starting ministries, doing exciting things, and it will be relevant to who you really are in God, who you really are in the sense that you are God's workmanship for good works laid out for you. So you don't want to miss out. Just as the psalmist says here, desire the pure milk of the word. Yeah, draw close to the Lord, and that's where you find true joy and true peace and true victory. Amen. Be blessed, because God has done everything to bless you. Of God are you in Christ Jesus, to be blessed in every way. Amen.
Amen.